passion and commitment can fade, as we all know. So striking while the iron and the riot embers are hot really matters. Many in the city acted immediately to deal with the fires. Many wonder what they can do now. I say many because I've heard people talking. A young woman, a teacher, interrupted a conversation Tuesday in a Hamden coffee shop. "Do you think anything can be done to make things better in the school?" she asked. She got two answers. "Something comprehensive is needed," said one of the three people drawn into the brainstorm session. "Comprehensive, yes, but we can't be waiting for the major thrust. We have to be the major thrust." An acquaintance stopped me at the 33rd Street YMCA twice over the last week. He said his church group wants to get involved. Last week, I suggested on the air that some positive imagery might be needed while city leaders come up with a plan, a long-term as well as an immediate plan. Why can't we address the demonstrators' galvanizing chant, "No justice, no peace"? It's not a threat. It's a moral imperative. We have to seek justice in a broad sense, from health care to nutrition to schools to school buildings to community involvement. People have to have a buy-in to the plans, short and long term. We've allowed community action to fade along with the federal money and programs. Tom Riley, an engineer who emailed me after last week's essay, says the most important dynamic is the buy-in. Quote, "You have to have people envisioning themselves succeeding," unquote, he says. "If we get that right," he says, "we'll be more likely to get the rest of it right."